How many hot dogs do you eat in a day, Tim?
I'd rather not answer that. Thank you, though.
Did you eat hot dogs today?
Not exactly. Why are you bringing this up?
Well, you have mustard on your shirt, and frankly, your burps reek of hot dogs.
I had a hot dog bowl earlier today. Yes, I did.
And what is a hot dog bowl?
It's like a burrito bowl, but it's chopped up hot dogs in a big old bread bowl.
So like a much larger, less healthy hot dog?
Can I go? I'm starving.
TBTL!
Sometimes you just gotta, you know, grit your teeth and look life right in the face and you say, stop it, you know? Please stop, please. Why are you doing this to me? I haven't even done anything to you. Please stop.
I wish I could help you here, but I just don't want to.
How did these buff dudes escape my radar? I thought I knew about every single buff dude.
This is what happens when an inside joke gets into the water supply.
All right. Hello, good morning, and welcome, everybody, to a Wednesday edition of TBTL, the show that just might be too beautiful to live.
I don't want any more bullshit any time during the day from anyone. That includes me.
My name is Luke Burbank. I'm your host.
And I'm, like, seriously excited. I'm kind of shy, but mostly excited.
Coming to you from the Burbank Springs Broadcast Center, perched atop Alabama Hill, in the very, very windy Bay City of Bellingham, Washington. It has been just a gusty last 10 hours. Got up this morning, looked around all of this stuff from the backyard that I knew I should have been dealing with. Kind of recycling materials and various buckets. It's all been randomly distributed throughout the backyard by the wind. So I'll be dealing with that later today out there, getting it all pulled together. What else? Oh, I was so excited. So, you know, I have one of the cool things about owning multiple boats is even when you crash some of them, you still have some of them left. And so I have this one boat that's left, but it's on a trailer kind of in the side yard of our house. It has a cover on it, but the cover is full of water. So I bought a device at the auto parts store, like a siphoning pump, which is the most fun thing you can do as an adult, which is to put a hose into a big, because all this water had pooled up in the pool cover, or excuse me, the boat cover. And so I put the tube in one end and then dangle it down the other end and get the water flowing, and then it just continues to flow. Very satisfying, I got to tell you. It's not quite ASMR, but whatever the visual version of ASMR is, I was having that yesterday as I watched the water flow out. Now, the issue was the water was actually weighing the cover down and keeping it on the boat. So now, because the water's gone, the cover is half blown off the boat. So I didn't fully think that through, but that's all right. I have given a ton of thought to episode 3041 in a collector's series, which is where we arrive on this Wednesday.
Let the fun begin.
Yesterday, the internet was on fire with this clip of Mark McGrath, the guy from the band Sugar Ray, telling someone that they were being broken up with via the web service called Cameo. The fascinating web service, website, place where famous and semi-famous and really honestly not that famous people can post videos for money. Well, it turns out, of course, it was made up.
You gotta be kidding me.
It was just a way to get attention for Cameo and probably Mark McGrath's page. How did they figure that out? Well, because the next day, the couple allegedly got back together, and then had Anthony Scaramucci break up the two of them once again. So the internet cannot be trusted. But this is the thing. Cameo itself.
This is a serious message to everybody watching my update right now.
Cameo is one of the most amazing places on the internet. And I spent a good amount of time this morning. Well, not the time I spent not fretting about the cover on the boat in the side yard. I spent deep diving on Cameo. So we'll tell you about some of the best elements of the world, the weird world of Cameo coming up.
LOL, laugh out loud, OMG, oh my God, WTF, why the face?
Speaking of the weird world of the internet, Andrew and I are apparently a Bitmoji family now. Yesterday, Andrew and I were texting offline, and he responded with a Bitmoji, which I stared at for probably 10 solid minutes just laughing. I don't know why. It has to do with my friend Andrew's personality and how much of a not Bitmoji person he is. Anyway, so then, of course, I went and signed up for Bitmoji, and now all I want to do is communicate with Bitmojis. So maybe we'll talk about that, too. Plus, emails and V-mails. And speaking of my friend Andrew Walsh, he made the change from a common thief to being the longest-running Cobro of this show, known for his drawings of tall ships. He is Andrew
Fireball
Walsh, and he's joining me right now from the Roosevelt neighborhood of Seattle, Washington. Good morning, my friend.
Girls' night. I'm sorry. I'm still living in my Bitmoji world. That's how I responded to the last text that I received from somebody. Just an image of my Bitmoji dancing out on the dance floor with the world's girls' night above and below me.
I've saved a bunch of them to my photo so I can deploy them.
Oh, like a meme war if you find yourself in a meme war.
Well, that's the thing. You've got to be able to find your memes. Yeah. I don't want to be in a Bitmoji war, but if we get in one, I will win with my Bitmoji dancing going, yes!
I think we have some good content for the webpage today as far as visuals are concerned.
It's very funny because, as is often the case on this program, we're getting to something much, much, much later than all of the listeners. Maybe that's the fun part of the show. It's like Waldorf and Statler. It's like, hey, what would happen if those two, the oldest Muppets, learned about Bitmoji? Just because I wanted to try to make you laugh, I wanted to respond with a Bitmoji. So then I had to, of course, download the app and then build my Bitmoji, which I found to be an actually kind of, I don't want to say intense process, but it causes one to reflect on one's own appearance more than I expected. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah. This thing, just really quickly, not to interrupt your story, but yeah, yesterday I just on a whim decided, okay, I'm going to create a Bitmoji. It had been in the back of my head for a while because, you know, for a while a lot of people were using Bitmojis and, like you said, I'm just so not that kind of person. But then somehow yesterday, somebody responded to something. Oh, that's right. Somebody sent me, our friend Katie sent me a text message using a Bitmoji. And it's just so over the top. I think there is a time when like a Bitmoji maybe seemed very basic to me. And maybe that's what makes it so funny right now is me just like leaning into it. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to be a Bitmoji boy for a day. And so I just took the time. And, of course, I knew it was going to be a process. Like creating any kind of avatar that's supposed to look like you, you have to like click through. But it did take longer than I thought. I'm wandering around the house trying to putter while I'm building this thing on my phone. But what I wanted to mention was because I did this and then leaned in so hard, within minutes or let's say within an hour, you had created one. I start blowing up Genevieve's phone with Bitmojis of myself, and she's just like totally making fun of me until she's like, just kidding, I want one now. She's got a Bitmoji now. It's catching like wildfire in this weird little old person community we got going on. It's like STDs at a retirement home.
Sure, absolutely. I've caught it. And you know what? I don't want to get cured of it. I was really, because of how my broken brain is, it was really important to me that I didn't try to make my Bitmoji hotter than I think I am.
Me too, man.
Like, me too. I was really like, I gave myself wrinkles. I was trying to find the right amount of baldness. Later, I put a backwards red hat on. I want to lean into my.
Yes, again. Yeah, cover the baldness like you would in real life.
Well,
right?
I wanted it to look as much like my attempt at Steve Buscemi meme-dom as possible. That was why I went with that. But it was like, I didn't want to, like, I couldn't find the exact amount of receding my hair is, and I didn't want people to think that I was trying to make, like, I just didn't want my, I didn't want people to be like, oh, is that what he thinks he looks like? As if.
Dude.
Like, as if that's what anybody thinks.
Yes, I chose the biggest body the available, like the most out of shape body. But then then they showed kind of a side profile of it. I'm like, okay, maybe that's a little bit over the top. So then I pulled it back a little bit. But then I do think I struggle from the same thing. I feel like my Bitmoji is too good looking for me. And I don't know exactly what to do about that.
I went eye wrinkles, forehead wrinkles. I tried to find gray hair on the side. I went like middle body type.
Mm-hmm.
Like I went one click over what I think I actually look like because these things are designed to be flattering even when you're trying to indicate that you're pleasantly plump, it's still going to kind of do that like caricature that they draw of you at like the Santa Monica Pier where you're surfing and there's a shark behind you, but you still look pretty hot
because yeah, right.
your head is huge. Yeah.
And you have so broad like, shoulders and a tiny waist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a good, like, I tried to do my face shape. I tried to make it round because what's happened with my face now in my middle age, moving towards being elderly, is my face is kind of, I'm a little more jowly than I used to be. And so my chin just kind of like points out. Like, I don't have a great jawline. I just kind of have like a, I would say, relatively pleasant, roundish face with this chin kind of emerging from the jowliness. And so I was trying to find that on there. I was like, you know, again, it was a, I was way more committed to the verisimilitude of that character than I really needed to be.
What I was really happy with was when you got to the option of like forehead wrinkles, I was able to give myself my kind of this, I realized probably much too late in life that I've kind of got a constant scour on my face, sort of, that is usually like if I'm thinking about something, I'm kind of like, I wrinkle
my... I don't
my...
think you have that.
I've gotten that feedback from from colleagues before.
Really?
Yeah, like I think sometimes I put on my thinking face or my serious face and I kind of get this little like, so I just sent you a Bitmoji of me. It's dancing below a disco ball, which I'm hoping to be doing tonight.
You know who would love to go out partying with that guy is my Bitmoji saying yes that I just sent you.
That's pretty good. But zoom in on the thing that I just sent you and look at the little kind of little scour marks. Is that the right word?
Yeah, scowl. I think
scowl. Yeah, not scour. The scour marks are on my hands. You can have dishwashing hands in the Bitmoji.
Yep.
Just a little bit of a scowl up there.
Ooh,
that I thought really kind of was
the little
coup de grace.
Hey, speaking of which,
let's bail.
Speaking of which,
oh sir, just one more thing. Beat, you and the crew.
Holy. Yeah, this is the music that your Bitmoji is dancing to all the time.
Okay, good. I thought we don't do that on this show. You know that I'm anti-Blurs Days on the show. I've been trying to kill this segment.
Why are you having such a strong reaction? I'm just randomly playing this music. I wasn't going to say anything else.
I don't know. Good. I like that song. It's interesting.
Yeah, it's good. This is Grandmaster Flash. This is a hot jam. It's funny because we had this whole conversation yesterday about how I would never rifle through your suitcase and put you on blast. So I don't want to put you on blast, but I just want to say, as we go to the break, happy birthday, my friend.
Thank you. You excited to be 43? And I said, yes. It's the age that everybody looks forward to. You just circle that on your calendar when you're...
Oh, sure, the big 4-3.
When you're a young man, you're like, you know what?
Yes.
Yes. 41, 42. No, that's good. You're an adult, but 43, that's when things really start clicking for you. And when I say clicking for you, I mean you can start hearing your bones click when you get in and out of the car.
Yes. Well, now we're the same age, so I can no longer talk about how much older I am than you.
Yeah, you introduced me as a young man from New Hampshire on the show every day.
Handsome young stranger.
We got to introduce this young man.
Bad news. You're no longer a handsome young stranger. Now you're a handsome middle-aged stranger.
Yeah, that's true. Thank you.
Do you do anything? Again, I don't want to belabor this, and I know you don't like to like spend a bunch of time around this topic, but do you have a do you do anything for your birthday?
No. Genevieve's been asking. At one point, like I do this every year, about 2 or 3 weeks ago, I said, well, I'd love Kenmore Lanes. Maybe we should just get a couple of people together and go get drunk at Kenmore Lanes. They have a great little dive bar in there. Got bowling, pull tabs, every kind of pull tab you could imagine. You can get them from a human. Yeah. You can get them from a machine. Well, those are the two kinds.
A human who's dead inside, who's more machine than man.
You can get them from a machine that thinks it's a human. They have everything you could possibly want. I think they used to have a little card room back there, too, by the way.
Yes.
But I don't think it's I don't think it's around anymore.
I used to go to that card
room.
What
was it called? Do you remember? It has a good name.
I think – oh, really? Because here's the thing. Kenmore Lanes had this odd – this is really not interesting – to the listeners, but it is taking us a little off the topic of your birthday, so you're happy for that, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Kenmore Lanes was actually one of the first places. When I was a kid, I remember knowing that you could gamble at Kenmore Lanes. They had some kind of special, dispensation to do it that had to do with their license maybe to have the bowling alley. But it was like Seattle wasn't the way it is now, and that's not Seattle. That's technically Kenmore, as the name would indicate. But this part of the country wasn't always – didn't have as many casinos as it has now. That's kind of a relatively recent development. So I know that Kenmore Lanes had a card room because it was kind of unique at the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and last time I was there, I saw it back there, and it looked cool. And you know me, I don't play cards. I don't really gamble in that way. I don't even know if you consider pull tabs gambling or just an expensive way to pass the time.
Very much so. You can really – ask Dykstra. You can oh, by the way, one of
them
is on TikTok.
Yeah, he buys the big ones, doesn't he?
You can get these little – you can do this modification to like – you can buy door lights. They're just like a little light that you put on the door of your car. So when you open your car door, it shines a light down where your feet are about to step. And it's like – that's on a lot of high-end cars now, but you can just modify your normal kind of car. Buy this little thing on Amazon or whatever. And this guy on TikTok had modified his so that it showed a picture of Post Malone when you stepped out. I sent it to Dykstra.
I love it.
And I was like, I might have to get you this for Christmas. He's like, that'll be the coolest thing on the Viper. Because, of course, it has a friggin' Viper.
I love it.
Anyway, sorry.
Anyway, I don't know if we're going to go to Kenmore Lane. I think that Genevieve said to me something like, she said, oh, I guess we didn't go to Kenmore Lanes this weekend, so I guess maybe we were thinking about doing it last week. I don't know. I always kind of think, okay, sure, we'll do something for my birthday. But then at the end of the day, it just seems like a lot of effort. I don't feel like texting people and being like, it's my birthday, let's go bowling.
Right.
Like, I don't feel like doing that. So I was thinking about just going bowling
with some
friends.
You know your Bitmoji would do that.
Yeah.
Your Bitmoji would be very into that.
I know. I need to actually start acting more like my Bitmoji. I'm hoping that my Bitmoji can lead me. Anyway, I haven't really done anything. And I have a feeling I got a text message on the chain from the usual kind of Seattle gang here wondering if, since it's a non-work day tomorrow, if anybody wants to go to the Eagles or, I don't know, Fifth Ave.
Good.
Have you been to the Fifth Ave Tavern, by the way? The Fifth Ave Tav?
No.
Do you know where it is?
No,
it's up by the Hawaiian place on Fifth Avenue, not far from my house. It's like a little dive bar. And I've always wanted to go in there. It's next to Kona Kitchen. I've always wanted to go in there. And every time I go to Kona Kitchen, I'm like, oh, one of these days, got to go there. A couple of weeks ago, we met Katie and Camaro Kev there. It is everything you would hope it would be. A CD, jukebox, a great bartender, like a quiet little – I say dive bar because it looks like a dive bar from the outside, but I don't know. I feel like that's a derogatory term. It's just a cozy little bar with a bunch of drunk people in there all talking about the impeachment hearings. It was like the most unusual thing. Like all these people who are just like look like they were just drunk and would be talking about anything other than the impeachment hearings. Yet every conversation I overheard at the bar, people were talking about politics because What's-His-Face was going to prison the day I was there. And everybody was talking about his back tattoo, Stone.
Roger Stone.
Roger Stone. Like, I'm listening to all these drunks having like deep conversations about Roger Stone, and then Sean Kemp was just there, like chilling in a booth with some of his friends.
I love Sean Kemp. By the way, Sean Kemp turned 50 yesterday.
Oh,
I believe.
Birthday
Happy
buds.
Birthday to the Rain Man. That is, it's hard for me to really put into words how mind blowing it is. As a kid who grew up obsessed with the Sonics and obsessed specifically with Sean Kemp, that he's now just in the world of Seattle, just operating. Like Camaro Kev and I used to go to Oscars. Sean Kemp owned a little like bar restaurant near where Key Arena used to be. And he'd just be in there chilling. You go talk to him. Sometimes Gary Payton would be there. One time, I believe, if memory serves, we saw Sean Kemp at the Mandarin Gate.
You did, because Kevin kept talking about it. I think maybe more than once he said he saw him there. Not only is he just chilling in Seattle, he's hanging in our kind of places in Seattle.
That is so wild to me. Like, to pull 9-year-old Luke Burbank aside and say, okay, there. The Oak Tree Village, right, where you like to go and see movies? Uh-huh, yeah. That's got this real shitty Chinese restaurant, Mandarin Gate. Haven't noticed it because I'm a kid. Okay, it's going to be a really big part of your life in some number of years. Sean Kemp. Oh, the Rain Man from Elkhart, Indiana, Trinity College? Yeah, yeah. He's going to be there sometimes, and you'll both be there drunk together. What are you talking about, future Luke? Also, there's going to be this thing called Bitmojis.
Yes.
What? Anyway, So that's crazy. I love that Sean Kemp is just hanging in the spots that we like to hang. That's so great. Well, here's what I was going to just say. Like, you don't need my advice on how to celebrate your birthday, but it seems to me like it being your birthday, the number one thing is for you to just have a nice, relaxing, fun day. Nothing that is going to make you feel stressed or like you're doing something that you don't feel comfortable with. So if having a get-together or getting together at some location feels like work to you, if playing Minecraft or playing Madden and listening to your, you know, podcast or whatever feels the most fun and relaxing to you is exactly what you should be doing.
Would it make you feel happy or sad for me if I told you that I made a birthday cake for myself in Minecraft?
Oh, that is...
By the way, I think you can make cakes in Minecraft. I think you need a couple of eggs from your chickens, a couple of things of sugar maybe from the sugar cane that you can grow, and one other ingredient, and boom, you got yourself a cake.
Speaking of eggs, I tried to do this thing with Rudy last night, as you know, Andrew, and as I refuse to stop talking about offline with you, I'm really obsessed with TikTok right now. And one of the things that I saw somebody doing on TikTok was apparently if you give a dog an egg, like a raw egg out of the refrigerator, they're actually more delicate with it than you would expect.
Oh.
And it speaks to some – I mean, I don't know what it speaks to. Maybe they're just confused by its shape. But it's sort of like – I think why it's charming is because this is this very – very fragile thing, and dogs, which sometimes can be less than careful with things, are careful with this little egg. So last night, as I was in the midst of my big turkey extravaganza, more on that, by the way, on tomorrow's special Thanksgiving episode, I decided to give Rudy one of these eggs. And I'm stalling right now because I'm trying to send the video to my phone, or rather to my computer real quick. Let's see if I can do this. Oh, phooey. I'm sorry. This is just wasting everybody's time. But basically, I gave Rudy an egg, and I would say it went medium.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's so food obsessed that you know, she's like, you assume you give her an egg, and she's just going to chomp it to bits because she'll realize that there's some sort of protein inside it. And she didn't actually do that. She decided to just run down the hall to the only part of the house with carpeting with the egg, which was a real freak out moment for us because we're like, you got to go to the TV room with this kid.
Okay, do you think she did it though on purpose? Because again, to protect because basically the animals are somehow identifying this as a fragile organic thing, something related to life in some way. And so
I think so. That's what's sort of charming about it. Let me just play you the audio. I'm sure this won't deliver, but I'm in the kitchen and I've got these eggs, a container of eggs. And so the idea is that dogs are apparently way more... A lot of Fleetwood Mac happening in the background. Don't judge me how I live my life. Delicate with an egg than you'd expect them to be. Even dogs that are like food obsessed, like this one. Let's see what she does with it. So I'm giving her the egg. She sniffs it, puts it in her mouth very gingerly, and then just beelines it down the hall to where the carpet is.
This is bad. She's going towards the carpet. Don't do it, dog.
So I run in the TV room with her. She still hasn't crushed it. She's still holding it in her mouth, and she puts it down on the carpet. And then she kind of noses it around. She pushes it around with her nose. And then she kind of picks it up again very daintily. She hasn't crushed it yet. She's kind of licking it, trying to figure out what's going on. It's now on the carpet. And then she's sort of biting it, and then... with her paw, gets in her mouth, and then just...
Oh, no.
And just friggin' cracks it.
Ah, crap.
Okay.
Just cracks it
on the carpet.
No good.
But I still don't even blame her for that. She was being very sweet with it, you know? Like, she took... That whole thing takes, like, a minute or something. Like, that's amazing. If we gave her a piece of beef jerky, she wouldn't be kind of observing it for a minute.
Yeah.
She'd just be, like,
yeah,
porfing it down. So that's one of the things that's very cute when we go through the drive-thru at Starbucks or any really coffee place now where I have to now get her some kind of cup of foamed milk, is that they'll give her the cup and she'll just take the cup by her two little, like by her canine teeth, and she'll just gingerly take the edge of the cup out of the person's hand and then take it in the back of the Toyota and then just absolutely destroy it.
Oh, that's sweet though.
It is very cute. All right. So, Andrew, my friend, happy birthday. Even though you don't really go in for that kind of stuff, I hope you have a relaxing... I hope you and your Bitmoji family enjoy
your
Minecraft.
How did you know
cake.
And remember it was my birthday? Because you said before that you don't remember it, and I also kept it secret for a long time. Did this come up recently? Was Genevieve asking you for birthday advice for me?
Genevieve's Bitmoji reached out to me last night through a back channel.
Hey, let my Bitmoji talk to your Bitmoji, and we'll work out a deal. How's that sound?
Yeah. Well, a couple things. One, I have even in my dotage, one thing that I've done is I've started putting things into my calendar so that I will be forced to remember them when they come up. So all the birthdays of everyone in my family are in there, and I consider you part of my Bitmoji family. Mm-hmm. So that's in there. And then also people were emailing me and like reminding me, which is kind of funny.
Listeners or our friends?
Some listeners, some friends, and really? Some friends who are listeners.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay, I'm not trying to be as aggressively anti-birthday as I was in the past, where I protected it like a state
it was
secret,
like national. Yeah, exactly. Like you had it on very much on lockdown. Yeah, and I literally did not know when it was.
Right, and then at some point, so I just wasn't sure if. Whatever, I was just curious how.
Well, let me put it this way. If I didn't, I don't know if this makes you feel better or worse. If I didn't have a computer reminding me, in a billion years I would have never known that this day happens to be the day of your birth.
It's
in that would apply to everyone in my life who's not my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
One time long ago, I wouldn't even say early in the relationship, but maybe a year or two in the relationship with Carrie – she looked at me and said, "You don't even actually know my birthday." And I was, "How dare you even say that to?" And as I was doing that, I was booting up my iCalendar. And like, but doing it in this, because we're sitting, this is at the Seattle house. We're sitting at the table and we had our laptops up. We were both working. So luckily I had that in front of me and there was a reason for that. And then I just got it together. So, That makes me feel – I feel sad. I feel embarrassed about that because I heard Dax Shepard, the actor and now podcaster, say something – I forget who he was talking to, but he was talking about remembering people's names on movie sets. I think I've talked about this on the show before. He said he's really – what he realized at one point was he would memorize the name of everybody that he thought he needed something from or that was important to him. So in other words – he knows the director's name. He knows the producer's name. He was able to remember names, but the way his mind was prioritizing them was, does this serve me in some way? And he felt bad about that. And I kind of feel bad about that too. Like, I feel bad that I don't remember anyone's birthday because obviously it doesn't matter to me enough. It just kind of makes me a bad person.
Well, let me ask you this, because I've been thinking about me being a bad person. When I'm uploading photos that you take for the show pick or whatever, we have a whole new system now where I got to like give credit to the photographer or whatever. And so I've been putting Luke Burbank, but I wanted to put your middle name the other day, and we've gone over this a million times. Don't tell me. I've got it down to like two. It's either Christopher or Michael. Is it Christopher?
Wow. It's Christian.
Christian! That was number three, but then I thought, no, that's two on the nose, because I thought
really
I had
is.
Guessed Christian before, and you said, no, it's Christopher. So it is Christian.
It is Christian.
I will remember that, because your parents were very Christian. Okay. Damn it.
I guess, yeah, a little on the nose. They could have named...
There's
so many names they could have gone with, and they went with Christian, so yeah. Okay. Lewis, we know that one because I just love saying your name because it reminds me of those Horizon Air commercials.
Yes.
Lewis. All right. Well, happy birthday, Lewis.
All right.
And we'll never speak of it again until next year.
Yeah.
All right. Quick break. And then when we come back, we'll do Donors of the Day. And then I'm actually my birthday present to you, Lewis, is playing you. There is one particular person on Cameo that I just can't wait to tell you about. So we'll do that coming up in a moment here on TVTL. This is This is a good call, Andrew. You decided to go with a little Chromeo because we're going to be talking about Cameo.
Yeah.
This is an early birthday present to our friend Camaro Kev, whose birthday is actually coming up here pretty soon.
Oh, really? Is he a November or a December guy?
He's a December guy, but nobody loves Chromeo like Camaro Kev.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't know about Chromeo except for him. And by the way, I'm not trying to be a poser here. I don't know anything about Chromeo. Cameo was in my head. We're talking about Cameo. Yeah. So it seemed like Chromeo Cameo.
We could have gone with Cameo Word Up. Wave your hands you don't care. But I like Chromeo. But honestly, I love Chromeo. I was low those many years ago, Andrew, when you and I were haunting the backstage area at Sasquatch. I had an experience where these two dudes, Chromeo, who I believe, I'm kind of going out on a limb here, I want to say that one is Jewish and one is, I don't know if he's Muslim or not, but he's basically, how would you
describe
it?
Arabic descent.
Of Arabic descent, which is kind of a cool element of this band, I think. You know, they're just like, they're kind of crossing a divide there a little bit. Anyway, they had just finished playing this really awesome show where the crowd was having a great time, and they walked off stage, and I wasn't talking to them. I was just observing them from very close up, but they were so genuinely excited about what had just happened. Like, I don't know if it was early enough in their career that they hadn't done this a lot, or if they were just like looking and talking to each other excitedly, like with so much genuine enthusiasm that it just charmed it charmed me.
Yeah.
So
are they young men? Let's see here. I'm trying to take a look at their albums. They're a current band, right? More than anything else, like a band of this era,
as opposed to
a band that maybe had their heyday a while back and is still around. But they are.
I think that they've built a very loyal following. I think they've never, they've never quite hit like Daft Punk levels, but they also, I think, put on such a good show that I think they always draw pretty well, because who wouldn't want to go hear a bunch of songs like this on a Friday night?
Right.
So let's thank our Chromeo Cameo level donors of the day. These fine people have been donating to the show. They're making this episode possible, episode 3041, in a collector series. I'm looking at you, Jason Lumpkin of Fort Smith, Arkansas. Did we drive through Fort Smith at the end of our hitchhiking trip? We had to rent a car at the end, and I know we drove through Arkansas, but I don't know if we hit Fort Smith or not.
I don't know. I don't know either. I don't remember.
Lisa Bryan of Melbourne, Florida. That's also still cool.
Melbourne, you were excited. You thought we had an Aussie on our hands.
I thought we were dealing with an Australian situation. I don't actually know what part of Florida Melbourne, Florida is in. But we appreciate Lisa donating to the show. Thank you so much. Also, Becky Day from Aberdeen, Washington. I know where that is.
We drove through that in our hitchhiking trip, I believe, right?
We did. We hitchhiked through. We visited Kurt Cobain's the home where he was born. And it was a wonderful day down there in Aberdeen. Becky, thank you for donating. Jacqueline Sue Strauss of Orlando, Florida. That rings a slight bell. I saw we had a guest on Livewire named Kristen Arnett, who wrote a book called Mostly Dead Things, and it's set in Orlando. And I told her, she's from Orlando and very Orlando-centric, and I said, oh, yeah, I just did a show down on off of Samorin. And she was like, wow, her eyes lit up like you really know.
Yeah.
When you know. I didn't even call it Semarin, which is what I had.
Right. I was trying to remember. I was going to ask you, was it Semarin or Samorin? I already forgot the proper pronunciation. Sorry,
it's your birthday. I'm not gonna give you grief about that.
Don't shame me.
Harrison Bell of Burke, Virginia. Harrison has been checking in for years on the show, and Harrison, we really appreciate it. Nice to hear from you. Nice to hear from your bank account, let's be honest. But also, hope you're doing well. I'm trying to remember the last time Harrison emailed in or left a voicemail. He did something that was really funny that had I wish I could remember, and I can't, Harrison, but I just want to say thanks for being part of our listener community for all these years. And then, of course, just up the road from Burke, Virginia, you've got Washington, District of Columbia, where Amanda Carroll is. Amanda's also donating to the show.
And I don't want to make things weird with Amanda, but I do want to point out that two of my earliest crushes, their names were Amanda Cook and Elizabeth Carroll. And so
Whoa.
I'm just saying, Amanda, you know how to hit me up. Boy, wait, please, I did make it weird.
Huh. Hmm. Well, no, I mean, the fact that you've built an Amanda Carroll in Minecraft that's baking you a Minecraft cake, that's, I think, where it gets weird. Thanks, Amanda, and sorry. Thanks, Harrison. Thanks, Jacqueline, Sue, Becky, Lisa, and Jason. Thanks for supporting TBTL.
Oh, I'll swell the music now.
Sure. Come alive, Andrew.
Sorry, your joke got me so good that I couldn't even...
Hello and welcome to Top Story.
Our top story, a little trip into the world of Cameo. So the other day we started getting people sending this tape to us, including our good friend, Chris Hayes of MSNBC's All In with Chris Hayes, a video of Mark McGrath from Sugar Ray staring into the camera and telling someone that they were being broken up with. And it was funny and weird. It was extra funny because it's from the guy from Sugar Ray, but also what a weird way to tell someone that you're breaking up with them. Mm-hmm. Hire the guy from Sugar Ray. And Andrew, I had to explain to you at the time that the video came by way of this thing called Cameo, because you'd actually never heard of Cameo, right?
I had never heard of Cameo.
And so it turns out that that video was like a setup. It wasn't actually – the joke was not being perpetrated by Mark McGrath, although he was in on it. It was being perpetrated by some comedian who wanted to basically make a viral video. And so he paid the – I'll tell you how much it is. $100 is what it cost you to get Mark McGrath to do this, to record a video that will put in specifics of whoever you want the video – whatever you want the message to be from the video. So this Cameo thing, I've been fascinated with it for a long time. They talk about it a lot on the Howard Stern Show too. It is a website where you can go and pay – a certain amount of money, ranging from some people charge $20, some people charge $1,000, where you can go and you can send a message and have somebody who's somewhat famous record a special personalized message for someone. So I was looking around this today. I think that I'm just going to start here. I think that just to give people a sense of the kind of level of celebrity, the typical person who you find on Cameo, it's like the guy who played the soup Nazi on Seinfeld. Mm-hmm. His name is Larry Thomas. And if you wanted to have – it'll cost you $60. You can get Larry Thomas, a.k.a. the soup Nazi, to say something, you know, on video. So here's a perfect example. This is – somebody has hired him to do – this particular video, it's 49 seconds long. Take a listen to this.
Hey, Jake. Larry Thomas here, the soup Nazi from...
First of all, isn't it weird that he doesn't have an accent? I find that deeply
right.
unsettling.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it shouldn't surprise me, but the soup Nazi in my mind has always talked like the soup Nazi. Now he talks like Larry Thomas, actually, mm-hmm. it turns out.
Hey, and I've got a birthday message for you from Pete, John, Jeremy, Zane, and Zach, and the soup Nazi. Hey, Jake. Hurry. It's your birthday. While I have plenty of soup for you, your wife asked me to tell you, no sex for you. Come back 1 year. Boy, that's rough. You're going to need soup. I suggest you brush up on the ordering procedure. Get yourself some soup, because it sounds like that's all you're going to get. Don't push your luck, little man, and adios, muchacho.
So there you go. $60 worth of Larry Thomas's time.
Will these things always be public? Like, can you do them privately or choose to make
them
public?
I think you can choose to have them private or public. Typically what happens is you click on someone and it shows you their, like, latest one that they've done. So I'm just going around the sort of featured page right now. So these are just... there are thousands and thousands of people on here. But if you go to the front page, it just sort of shows you, whoever they're featuring for whatever reason. And I believe you can probably set yours to private. These are just like the latest video that they've recorded that have not been sort of designated as private.
Sure.
So I will say this about the soup Nazi: he's got a shtick, so that's kind of good, because everybody knows the soup Nazi. Everybody knows no soup for you. So that's a thing, right? Like if you get that video sent to your inbox, you're like, oh my God, the soup Nazi just said no soup for you on your birthday, Luke. Like, there's something to wrap your mind. Then there are the other kind of more like amorphous type of people. Like they don't have a catchphrase. Mm. They don't have a thing. One of the more expensive people on here is Brett Favre.
Oh,
and Brett Favre is so weird because he never identifies himself as Brett Favre.
Okay.
Like most of them, they say, hey, it's Jenny McCarthy, or hey, it's Carson from Queer Eye. It's like, no, Brett Favre just assumes that you know who Brett Favre is. And Brett Favre seems like he's only moderately interested in doing these videos, which, by the way, cost $500.
Wow.
If you want to have Brett Favre do it. Yeah, that's big money. Here's Brett Favre. I think someone hired him to try to tell someone to sign a contract.
Paul, you might know me from the Green Bay Packers or from that movie, Something About Mary. I hear you at the 99-yard line with Jana and the team at Lightspeed. So sign the deal. Sign the deal. Take it from me. There's something about Lightspeed. Do it.
Brett, the look on Brett Favre's
face. I find
face,
that way more interesting than the Seinfeld one. I find
I
that,
agree.
Yeah.
But it's just weird. They want someone to sign a deal with Lightspeed. So they paid $500 to get Brett Favre to do it. I don't know if they told him to try to work in There's Something About Mary, or if he just kind of – if he was freelancing on that.
Yeah.
But again, the look on Brett Favre's face is that this is the last thing on earth he wants to be doing in this moment. Let's just grab another one at random. This is again.
Hey, Ted and Mark, on behalf of Joe and many others, I want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving, as well as thank you for the outstanding job that you're doing for TriServe. Your determination for success
he's all
has
corporate.
Allowed the company to far surpass goals for this year. So kudos to you guys. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and best of luck in the future.
Are you mad I didn't get you one of these for your birthday?
A little bit. Just a little bit.
It's a bold decision by Brett Favre. I mean, what do you think about him not identifying himself as Brett Favre? I mean, I guess it kind of goes without saying. His face is very well known. Mm-hmm. Maybe him saying this is Brett Favre is kind of unnecessary, but he's the only person I've seen on here who doesn't say who they are.
Maybe he's uncomfortable with where the R is in his last name, and so he doesn't even like to say it.
When I knew we were going to talk about this, I was like, I wanted to be careful that I'm not trying to give anyone any grief over doing this, because it's like, what do we do on a daily basis?
Yeah.
And also, we're asking people to give us money so that we can keep doing this. So it's not like I'm not acting better than this, but I also don't understand the economics sometimes. So one of the people that you can get is Chris Hansen from Dateline, the what are you doing here guy. And it's like, he charges $50.
Oh, no.
He charges $50 a pop. But now here's the thing. You know, Cameo has got to be taking like 20 of the $50. And if he's paying taxes, which I hope he is, it'd be hilarious if he was in an IRS sting where he showed up somewhere and then the IRS came out and said, why aren't you paying your taxes here? But anyway, these like that when someone – again, I'm not acting like I'm too good for this. And in fact, I was wondering if you and I should discuss at some point whether or not we should set one of these up, but just mostly for fun. But like, if you're charging if you're Chris Hansen, you're charging $50 and you do three of these a week, I guess you might clear $90 a week at the end of it. I mean, $90 is $90, but I get people charging $1,000, but for some of these people that are pretty famous who are charging a surprisingly small amount, Debbie Gibson, the singer, only does $100 and she'll sing you a whole song.
Jeez.
Like, yeah, she is really good at this. She over delivers on her Cameo. And I hope, by the way, that she's like, I hope she's getting a lot of money from it, because she really puts in the effort, which I very much respect. Chris Hansen, let's just play you for $50, the what are you doing guy. And again, I'm just grabbing this at random. This is his latest one. I don't know what he's going to say. I hope it's not wildly inappropriate. Take a listen.
Ryan Stein, why does that name sound so familiar? Maybe because your secret screen name is Tullamore Dew for you? very suspicious, very predator-like in a whiskey sort of way. Anyway, Ryan, Chris Hansen here of Hansen versus Predators, and to catch a predator, I'm going to need you to take a seat. That's right, right over there, because I've been going through some transcripts, and there's something you need to know. That fellow you worked with, Pat, who's moving on to another company, well, he's going to miss working with you, your camaraderie and friendship very much. So know that. Please have a wonderful holiday season. Have a Tullamore Dew on me. And remember, I'll be watching. And don't lose track of Pat. He sounds like a good guy. All right.
Okay, so guy was leaving a company, wanted to tell somebody he worked with there that he remembers him fondly, and so he hires Chris Hansen to do it. What I've noticed, I watched a couple other Chris Hansen ones today, every single thing has to come back to the idea of him basically busting the person receiving the video for being a pedophile.
Yeah. I mean, that's it was very lightly hinted right. at. It's just saying sounds
right.
a little
predatory.
But
this one, let's take a listen to this one.
Liam Mohair. Why does that name sound so familiar?
Oh, come on.
Did we ever meet
in
a dark kitchen in Connecticut? I let you go that time because your activity was in a gray area. This time, Liam, not so sure.
So Chris Hansen is telling someone named Liam Mohair that they're definitely not going to get off the hook this time. I guess Chris Hansen's brand, but it's a weird brand A brand that I think is known worldwide.
Can I interrupt for one second, though? I just want to take issue with one quick thing that he said, and I would like to make this a quick PSA for everybody. When he says Tullamore Dew? I think it's a kind of
Tullamore Dew. It's like a whiskey, right?
It's some sort of whiskey. Something. Maybe it's not Scotch. Anyway, when he says "have one on me," when you say that, that's supposed to mean you're buying somebody one. It's not just supposed to be something you say. So I hope Chris Hansen – I know this is a small point, but I hope Chris Hansen finds that guy and actually buys him a drink. Because saying have it on me but you pay for it yourself, that's an empty gesture. That's all.
Also, breaking news, Hansen versus Predator is a thing.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, here's one, Andrew. This is a brand that is obviously very strong in the Northwest.
Hi, Wendy. This is Ryan Healy, the Seattle Mariners. I wanted to stop by and just hope you have a wonderful Monday through Friday. Because unfortunately, Saturday's not going to be a great day for you. You know, Rob and I, we wanted to stop by and just say we are sorry in advance for what's coming. Go Ducks through and through. But we can at least agree on Mariners. So go Mariners.
Go eat a bagel. I had to pause it because he says that and it's redundant.
Sure,
That's my trademarked phrase. Ryan Healy, it'll cost you $50 to get Ryan Healy to record a video. And by the way, he typically responds in 2 hours.
Really? Now, is he still with – I guess he is still with the Mariners. I know that's not where you're taking this. But I was thinking about him the other day.
It says Seattle Mariners, so I am assuming so. But, yeah, they've made so many offseason moves and so many moves within the season that it would be very plausible he's like a Tampa Bay Devil Ray right now.
Well, for people who don't know – I'm pretty sure he's still with the Mariners. I'm looking at this now. But for people who don't know Ryan Healy, he's a guy who like he kind of won me over. He's kind of a middling first baseman, I guess. He's fine. But there's nobody on the field who wants it more than him. And like when he strikes out, he just looks like he is going to – end his life, not to be dark. He looks like he is so mad. I worry about this guy every time he gets an error or strikes out because he just looks like he cannot take the failure anymore. And he's not that bad. He's just not that great. And the Mariners signed some sort of a record contract with a minor leaguer, Evan White, to be playing first base. And I thought of Ryan Healy the other day. I'm like, oh, Ryan, how are you doing, man? I know you really want it, but I don't think you're going to be a Mariner much longer.
Well, he's got his cameo money to fall back.
Yeah,
I'm with
true.
You. I'm pro Ryan Healy. I like that all we want from these players is for them to feel deeply bad when they mess up, like to a point where they never emotionally recover after they're done playing. That's all I want from them. Interesting thing about this cameo thing too, like Ryan Healy, God bless, he didn't do a terrible job there, but this is not in his wheelhouse, I don't think. You know, like a lot of these folks, you'll notice because they don't have someone like our friend Christina Lopez kind of when we do a Hey Dummies video, Christina will take off the beginning where we're just trying to get the recording going and mm-hmm. the end where we're staring weirdly at the camera.
Yeah, with my lazy eye.
There's nobody that does that at Cameo. So a lot of these videos start with someone just like hitting record and then staring weirdly into the phone to see that it's rolling,
which
I think you and I can both agree is a real terrible kind of liminal space to be in. Like, I would not want that on the internet, me just like looking at the camera going like, is it recording with
yeah.
my eyes?
Yeah.
But I was going to say, Ryan Healy, he doesn't do a terrible job, but I think one of the best people on this whole thing is Flava Flav, who, by the way, will cost you $250.
Well
typically
spent.
Responds in one day, because Flava Flav's whole game is just basically hyping.
Talking
That's
shit.
His deal. Yeah, so yeah. This is a perfect, this is like a perfect use of Flava Flav's talents. Just listen to this one.
Hey, yo, check 1, 2. This is Flava Flav in the building for the Price, Harper, and Clark families. You know what I'm saying? And that's real talk. And this is how I walk. You know what I'm saying? Hey, yo, check this out, G. I really want to wish all the cousins, aunts, uncles, parents, and grandparents a happy Thanksgiving. You know what I'm saying? Happy Turkey Day. You know what I'm saying? And may y'all eat plenty of cranberry sauce and stuffing. And that's right, I ain't telling y'all this for nothing. You know why? Because we're going to take this all the way to Christmas, baby. You know what I'm saying? For real. And I want to wish you guys a merry, merry Christmas. You
By
know-
the way, he's only maybe 10% into this video.
Oh, my.
Flava Flav really delivering like another solid 2 minutes of this where he just extemporates on the holidays.
Does he keep going? Does he keep? And we're not stopping
saying,
with Christmas.
And a happy new
we're
year,
going
you
to
know
Easter.
What I'm saying?
Yeah. He goes to New Year. Let's see. Yeah.
Only that, but plenty of presents. You know what I'm saying? May y'all get plenty of presents this Christmas as well. You know what I'm saying? But right now, you know what I'm saying? Hey, to Brian, Jason, Brad, and Joey, y'all ain't nothing but punks, G.
Ooh.
Y'all are punks. All right? And the reason why y'all punks
why?
Is because Kevin and Valerie Price told me to call y'all punks. Hey, yo, Valerie. Hey, Kevin. I had to blow your spot up, G. And the reason why is because I had to laugh, G, because I don't know Brian, Jason, Brad, and Joey, but y'all do. You know what I'm saying? So,
what I find really charming about this is that Flava Flav does not want to call them punks. He
yeah,
doesn't know them.
Yeah.
He has no quarrel with them. Yeah. So even though someone has paid him $250 to call them punks, he has to then say, basically, it's a very TBTL thing.
Yeah.
Where he's like,
he can't.
He's supposed
it.
To just be like, y'all are punks, and then leave it, but he can't leave it. He's like, and I had to say that because Valerie said
yeah.
you're punks. But I don't think you're punks. I don't even know you. You're probably really nice people. Like, you have to love it. Now, we go from that to, I would argue, the absolute worst option on Cameo, which is still surprisingly not cheap, $100 to have this guy rev up your group, your organization, or wish happy birthday to somebody.
Hello, John Clayton here. Well, East Ham Madness time is coming up, and so you dudes have to get ready for the East Ham Madness, and it's just about here. It's this time of the year, and everybody's got to join, and the big thing is that you've got to plan on extending Sunday games. This is very important because, again, this is something we've got to do each year. East Ham Madness is all exciting, it's fun, it's all these different things, and so what we need to do is extend to watch Sunday games. Extension.
And that's where the video cuts off.
How much does that cost?
$100, Andrew.
Oh,
and I will
God.
Tell you, had I seen this before this morning, I would have 100% gotten you a birthday message.
Can I? I think I have another one here from Clayton. Can I just see if this is good,
please
too?
Please do.
Yvonne Garrido, thanks for joining us. Erasmo Ramirez. You know, Brandon Chubb, Stephon Diggs, a safety for Detroit, linebacker Daquan Smith from the Chicago Bears.
With that big pass to T.J. Lockett.
I have four more minutes of that I want.
How much did that cost you?
Well, it cost the listeners a lot of frustration. Yeah.
Well, Jake, this is John Clayton here, and I know I got the message from Alex Morley that he wants me to give you some advice because I guess you had a lousy season last year. This is according to him. I can't verify it because I don't see the standings. And apparently, you lost a lot of money, Jake, to Alex. And so now what I'm trying to say, tell you is that what he's trying to do is he can rub it in a bit. But also, I think he's thinking of you because what—
This is exactly like when he's hosting the show. This is— indecipherable. So the big question becomes, Andrew, should we create cameo pages? Should we try to like get in on this sweet, sweet cameo money? And how much would we charge?
Well, that's interesting. I mean, I've been thinking about it a different way because you're trying to have fun and I'm going to give an overly serious answer. But I don't know that I don't know. I don't know if I feel good like taking like more money from the listeners. I'd like to do like, could we— I sound like John Clayton.
Oh, you think it would be TBTL people? I thought it would just be like—
Well, there's nobody who knows me outside of the TBTL world. Right?
I guess that's a good point.
But anyway, my
joking,
point is
by
like,
the way, of course it would be TBTL fans.
But could we— Oh, I see what you're saying. But I do— I was wondering as you're playing, I'm like, could we maybe dazzling donors get this instead of an on-air mention? Well, I don't know. There's something that we can tie into the TBTL-a-thon.
We can donate to charity too. Like some of these are just doing it like— Yeah, I mean, Anthony Scaramucci will do it for $100.
The Mooch
will do it for $100. Oh, by the way, Joe Thomas from the Browns will do one.
Hall of Fame, the future Hall of Famer.
That's right. Yeah. Would let's see, $145.
Oh, what a weird number.
Joe Thomas. Yeah.
Hey, Ted and Teddy. Joe Thomas here. I just wanted to give you a huge congratulations on winning the Apex Award for Leisure Time Warehouse, which is the top award for being in the top 10 out of over 300 master spa dealers in sales and customer service on your 25th anniversary in Cleveland. A tremendous accomplishment, something you guys should be amazingly proud of.
I love Joe Thomas so
much.
I do too.
He's such a sweet guy, man.
I was just talking the other day when I was in LA with that other Cleveland fan about how the game— I know this is not where we're trying to go with this, but that Thursday night game when Baker, I think, went in at halftime, like came in the game after halftime, led them to a victory.
Oh, yeah, the Jets.
And it was like they hadn't won a game in forever, and it was like Baker. And Joe Thomas, oddly, was calling the game. And his level of happiness at the end of the game, and then also him just— – you could see him walking around the field just like hugging and, mm-hmm. and just like broing down with all the Browns, even though he was no longer a player. Just like, love that dude.
Yeah, yeah, no, he's amazing, absolutely.
To answer my own question, Andrew— – I have no real interest in ever actually being on here. And the reason is because my insecurity works in such a way that for me, even though, again, we do this show and we ask people to donate to keep it going, for me to have a page on here where I'm saying I will do this for $50 or whatever would be so humiliating to me. And I'm not judging anybody who does it. But it just— – it plays into my insecurity in such a way that I could— – I would not be able to— – it's not a money thing. It isn't that I would feel like I look pathetic because I need the money. It would be that I was— – this whole thing operates off the assumption that people are so into me that they will pay money for me to say happy birthday or say congratulations on being Cleveland's number one spa dealer.
Like, right. I know.
For me, it's my deeply buried self-hatred around the idea that anybody would want— – anybody would see value in that. That would be the part that I couldn't handle.
Well, and for me, it's all those awkward moments that you talk about. I'm picturing— – I don't know where these people are or how much thought they've given to their background, but if they're just like in a room somewhere where there's a blank wall behind them, you know, even when we're doing the Hey Dummies videos, like we always try to get a little bit of texture in the background somehow, because if I just do it behind my desk here, it's got a real Guantanamo vibe to it, right? Like, and just hearing the echo on these things, and there's something that seems so kind of low rent about it, which, I mean, I know this is the, you know, obviously we're living in an era where people are very comfortable making small videos on their smartphones. I'm not trying to be overly precious about it, but I do think that those awkward moments that you talk about would just seem too awkward for me. I mean, I'm still— – do you remember the Hey Dummies that we did? They're still one of the most cringy things that I've ever dedicated to tape was— – do you remember the Hey Dummies video that we did in— – Minnesota at the APM headquarters there. They had like kind of a nice video setup, and so our friend the Chupacabra was like, hey, instead of doing it by phone, let's like put you guys in this fancy studio we have with cameras now, and it'll be fun. And so it wasn't like set up by you and me, and so it's you and me and Amy Wu, and I'm standing there. You guys were fine, but we're standing there. I felt so awkward. Like, I was like Alec Baldwin in 30 Rock, where I was like, give me another mug. I need another mug to do something with my other hand. I am so awkward and just such a bad angle on me, and it just seems so stilted, and I don't know, man. That I still think of that video sometimes. I'm just like, is there any way I can scrub that from the internet and the world's mind?
I'm sure that no one will mind if we get rid of that video.
I know. Well, I mean, whoever it is. Who knows where it exists. But anyway, so I just think that there would be a lot of that. That would be my concern.
Sure.
You know, maybe.
Right. You would end up, for whatever $30 you could make or send to charity, you would spend half a day getting the background right.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Actually does an okay job on that, surprisingly, is Jake the Snake Roberts.
Oh, yeah?
Who will do this.
I was not expecting that.
Wow, Chris is having a birthday. Let's get him some cake and ass cream for you. Ass cream, not ice cream. Ass cream. Yeah, that's right. I said it. Hell, you live with it.
Hey, what? He said, hell, you live with it?
I think – I honestly think he – maybe meant to say ice cream, but said ass cream, but then just leaned into it. And then his response after that is, hell, you live with it.
Oh, is that what he says?
I think he's just being like, you have to live in the reality of what I just said. That's amazing. Let's take a look.
Wow, Chris is having a birthday. Let's get him some cake and ass cream for you. Ass cream, not ice cream. Ass cream. Yeah, that's right. I said it. Hell, you live with it.
That needs to be our new next time we mess something up on the show, it's you live with it.
Yeah,
sorry.
Absolutely.
$100, by the way. But the thing I was to say about Jake the Snake Roberts is, to his credit, he at least understands camera placement. Like, he's, you know, like a lot of these folks, it's the camera, they're holding it at the worst angle in terms of like, they're holding the camera sort of at this low angle, so it's a very kind of ominous look from where they're positioned. And then they give – you can tell that they just haven't given a lot of thought to the background. It's a little – goes a long way. I would – you know, I'm not – I don't have a Cameo page, so I shouldn't be trying to advise these people. But I'm with you. Just a little bit of thought about what is the background behind me? How is this camera positioned relative to my face? That would – make a big difference.
Yeah, and I would be like restarting them a million times, like one video, like a Hey Dummies. I did a Hey Dummies the other day. I think it was finally the fourth take that I was like, okay, this is good enough. I don't like it. And then I sent it, and then it was the one where I dressed up in a bunch of Browns gear, and then later that night, a Browns player bludgeoned another player with a helmet, and I was like, I need to scrap this whole thing. Did I even tell you that? It was the first time in TVTL history that I had to spike a Hey Dummies video because of current events.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I had done the question. Now the person knows that I had answered their question and then had to spike it. I'll do it another time. But it was something about which baseball hats. How do you choose which baseball hat you're going to wear if you're going out for the day? And so I was talking about that, and then I put on my Browns hat, and then I was like, oh, the big Browns game tonight. And then I put on my Browns jersey that I never wear, and I tried to explain why, like, even though I love my Bernie Kosar jersey, I never wear it because I don't like me in a football jersey. Like, it just I look like a guy that I wouldn't like. And
I'm with you. I don't like you in a football jersey.
Thank you. Yeah. So anyway, but I was standing there in front of the camera, like, in a Browns hat and a Browns jersey. And then, like, the number two story of the day on the day that was supposed to go out would have been this Brown story. The number one story, of course, being the impeachment hearing. So anyway, so I actually had to spike that Hey Dummies.
Remember Ken Bone, not the basketball coach in the Northwest, but the guy who asked a question at the end of one of the debates?
Oh, yeah, right.
With the red sweater?
Yes, and then somebody –
Ken Bone is on here.
He got canceled after 5 minutes because somebody found something that he said on Reddit that wasn't – like, it was a very, very minor thing. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I kind of have – like, Ken Bone, TV personality. Hi, I'm Ken Bone. You know, Ken Bone, the dude in the sweater from the debate. Yeah, that guy. I'm really looking forward to connecting with fans, even though I shouldn't have fans. Okay. You know
what? I like that.
I'll give him props. I give him huge props on the end of that bio.
I like that.
$20. Get Ken Bone. Let's see. Let's just quickly check in on what.
Hey, Steve. This is Ken Bone, and the Cabana League wanted me to wish you condolences. on the season that the Feral Hogs have had. Looks like you've missed the playoffs again. But you know what? It could be worse. You could be managed. You could be managing my team down on their luck, who is 1-10 on the season. It's not been a great year. It's never a great year when your fantasy football team is managed by me. So think of it like I do. There's more important things in the world than fantasy football. I have to believe that.
Do you know that I didn't know he was talking about his own fantasy football from the beginning? I thought he was just like really leaning into self-deprecation. I'm not joking. I thought he just was saying like what a loser he is in life.
Oh, yeah. I think he was trying to make – but what I don't understand is if he wrote that little joke, if that was a real thing, if his team is really 1-10, if he wrote that joke or if the person who sent in the message wrote the joke for him. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Manny Pacquiao, the boxer, will do it for $1,000? That's a biggie.
Yeah.
It also raises the question, like, again, I don't want to bank account shame any of the people who are doing this because it's just what they got to do to try to bring in a little bit more money. But, like, Manny Pacquiao can never spend all the money he has. Like, he is wealthy beyond measure at this point. I wonder what he's getting out of doing cameos.
Well, I was going to ask you that. You say they talk about this on Stern a lot. Is this also just kind of a way of, okay, so Pacquiao, he's probably not going to get a lot of people who are going to plunk $1,000 down for this.
You think? Yeah, I don't know. He's got a 5-star. There's one review of Manny Pacquiao, okay. And it just says, quote, awesome. And then he's got 5 stars. It doesn't say, let's see here. I'm just going to play one. They're all very short. They're like 8 seconds.
Wow. How much is that a second?
Hi, this is Manny Pacquiao. I'm in cameo. If you want to shout out on your birthday or wedding.
I see. He's doing an ad for what he'll do on cameo.
Oh, I see.
It appears that nobody has hired Manny Pacquiao to do it.
Oh,
because,
okay.
Well, let's see. It's intro for yourself. Bucks. The latest. I mean, yeah, that's not nothing. Here we go. This was called By Martin for Steven. Manny Pacquiao.
Hello, Steven. Happy birthday. God bless you and more birthdays to come in your life. Keep up the good work. Thank you. God bless, brother.
Oh, I see. So I think that the deal also is it's $1,000. And like, here's another one called For Carlos.
Hi, Carlos. I hope you lose 30 pounds.
What?
Good luck and congratulations to your wedding. God bless you. Thank you.
That's $1,000 a pop right there.
And Manny Pacquiao is wishing Carlos good luck on losing 100 pounds before his wedding.
Wow.
But it's clear that like Manny Pacquiao is like, I'm Manny Pacquiao. If I'm going to do these, they're going to be under 10 seconds, which kind of makes sense in a way. It's like, first of all, I don't know if Manny Pacquiao is known for his improv skills. back to the question of, yeah, the money side of it. Like, I don't understand. Yeah, I don't understand why he would be doing that other than somebody just said to him, yeah, I don't understand what the sales pitch to Manny Pacquiao is, who is overscheduled. I mean, I don't know if he still is, but at one point he was like a member of like Congress in the Philippines. He's releasing albums all the time, like music albums. He's still fighting. He's got, I'm sure, a bunch of fighters that he manages. Like, he's a busy dude. I don't know who explained to him, tell Carlos he's got to lose 100 pounds before his wedding. And I can't believe he went along with it.
Yeah.
Like, is Manny Pacquiao ever going to see the $800 that comes off of that video? I don't know.
Right. Yeah. You mean that after they take their cut and taxes or whatever?
Whatever amount makes it to the Manny Pacquiao account.
Yeah.
Is he going to see that money? Like, or is he just in this mode? He's so famous that just he's so managed and handled that it's just like people are just like, Manny, do this. Say, Carlos, good luck. Lose 100 pounds before your wedding. He's like, okay, I'm Manny Pacquiao. I'll do it.
Yeah, almost in the same way that it's like, I don't know, the way some people were just reluctant to get on Twitter way back in the day. Like, I don't know. My kids told me to get on Twitter, so I'm on Twitter. I don't know what I'm doing here, but okay, here I am. That's my tweet. And then they never tweet again. I mean, is it something like that sort of? Like, everybody's just doing it, so I guess I'll just do it.
Yeah. Now I'm in the musician's page, which is just really quite something. Just to see who all is in here, who will do a message for you. Let's see, Montel Jordan, $100. Yeah. He's a Return of the Mac guy, right?
Oh, he's not the This Is How We Do It. Sorry.
Is This Is How We Do It.
Oh, good. Yeah, look at me. I got it right. I apologize.
Happy birthday.
I got to be more like Bitmoji Andrew. I was Thank right, you. And then I apologized for saying something stupid.
Man. Yeah. Bitmoji Andrew would never do that. Yeah. I actually have never heard of 99% of these musicians that I'm scrolling through, which may just be that they're not in my demo. Exhibit will do one. $200 for the rapper Exhibit to do something. Downtown Julie Brown, $125. Okay. I was actually kind of expecting the music one to be much more like people that, you know, we'd heard of, like Sebastian Bach or something from Skid Row. Mm-hmm. Like it seems like kind of a natural place if you're a musician, but if you don't want to go out and, you know, like it just seems like a place where you could make a little bit of money because you would have some notoriety, but I don't recognize any of these.
And you
people.
Could just do it like quickly, like, and that would be a more interesting background, right? Like somebody's out on tour, you know, like they're
right. Yeah,
they're
you have all this time in the tour
Cleveland
bus,
Cleveland Roxino or whatever, and mm-hmm. like just pull out your phone, do this thing, and wish somebody a happy Blur's Day.
Money B from Digital Underground will do it.
Oh,
which is kind of exciting for me as a Digital Underground fan. Oh my God, I was eating a late dinner in Portland the other night after we did Livewire. I went to this place called Canard that I go to sometimes by the hotel, and Digital Underground came on, and I was sitting there, and I was like, oh my God, I love this song. I know all the words of this song. And then to my left was another white guy my age who was rapping all the words of this song to his date, and I was like, oh my God, that's what it looks like? I can never do that again.
How into it was he? I'm cringing right now. How into it was he?
He wasn't like
being?
Overly into it, but you know what he was? He was exactly the way that I would be, which was he was irrationally proud of the fact that he knew all the words, which it was an odd moment because it was kind of like he just was exactly the way I would have been about it. He wasn't up moving around dancing. He wasn't making a scene, but it was clear that he wanted to let his date know that he was proud of the fact that he knew all of these lyrics, and he assumed that it would be interesting to his date and unexpected mm-hmm. that he knew these lyrics.
Right.
Like he was presenting it to her in exactly the way I would present it to Carrie if we were out having dinner. And I was suddenly like able to look in on a multiverse, a different universe in the multiverse where I'm that guy and I'm doing that. And I was seeing the reaction from his date, and I was like, that's how it feels to be the person who's watching someone do that song.
Tell me more about her reaction, or his reaction, or whoever.
Just not terrible, but I could tell kind of like she was like, she wasn't like, stop doing that, but she also was kind of like, she was, how do I put it? She was being nice about it, but I could tell that she'd be fine if he stopped it.
She wouldn't have been disappointed if he had stopped midway, like go on the ride home, just been like, just wondered if he knew the rest of that song. All right, I know you know about TBTL, the podcast. You're listening to it right now, but have you tried TBTL, the newsletter? Because you can. Just go over to tbtl.net and click on the button that says sign me up for the TBTL newsletter. I gotta say, it's a lot of fun. Every week, Luke and I record a little video that we include in the newsletter. It's called Hey Dummies. We answer your questions, any questions you want to ask us. Well, there's all kinds of things in the newsletter. Don't take my word for it. Here, this is Mary. She's a big fan of the newsletter.
It has a nice welcome introduction, but then you have these phenomenal GIFs that are so much fun. You talk about amazing, wonderful people, and you introduce us to new things. And then the songs of the week. Oh, my gosh. And it just makes me so happy.
It can make you happy, too. I mean, listen, this is coming from Mary. She doesn't even listen to the podcast. She's here just for the newsletter. No joke. So, again, go to tbtl.net and click on the button that says sign me up for the TBTL newsletter. And we'll try to bring a little extra sunshine to your inbox every Friday afternoon.
Here I go once again with the email. Every week, I hope that it's from a female. No, man, it's not from a female.
I feel bad making you work on your birthday, Andrew, asking you if you've found any email messages that you find intriguing.
Not even supposed to be here today. I got a note from our friend, Angie.
And you know Angie. We hung out with Angie in Austin and Marfa, Texas. And she
Angie made the most elaborate jogging video
that's
ever been made.
Right.
A drone involved.
She wasn't really on our Marfa show, I think. She was in the room when we recorded our Marfa show. If you listen
in the RV.
If you go back and listen really, really closely, you might be able to hear her breathing in the background. Anyway,
she does have a cameo page now though, just so you know.
Oh, does she? Ooh.
Sure.
$35 Wish
Angie Dominguez,
happened.
The person who made Luke's jogging video.
That's right. Yes. I hope I don't drone on too long. I just wanted to wish you a happy Blur's Day. Anyway, she wanted to weigh in on something you and I were talking about during Music for Your Weekend last week. We played that song Dance Monkey by Tones and I. Remember this?
Yep.
This was submitted by Mark in Minnesota. And he was kind of like, oh, I think I'm way behind the times on this song. It's probably been out forever. And I'm like, no, it's only been out. It looks like it's been out for about 3 weeks, maybe 4 weeks. And you're like, yeah, but it's already got like 15 million listens. How is that the case? And Angie came in and said, I think it's a TikTok thing. So I just wanted to bring that up to you.
Oh, my God.
She's like, I haven't done deep research on this, but, like, here's one TikTok video of somebody dancing to the song. It was nothing special by TikTok standards. It was just somebody dancing. And so I thought that you would find that of interest with your TikTok obsession.
Shoot. All I hear in my head, I'm not kidding, Andrew. As I was going to bed last night, I had TikTok songs in my head.
Yeah. Because you're hearing the same ones over and over again.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's like the ones that get very meme-y. So can you find the one? I actually have texted them to myself. I guess I could just try to find them, too. Let's see. I'm going to find my annoying series of messages to myself. There's a song that I love. I mean, what we need to do is just – I need to get this poison out of my system. We need to block out a day for me to just go off on TikTok. But there's a song that goes – it starts going, Go DeMarcus. It sounds like they're saying go to market, but the song says go to Marcus. Are you able to locate
this?
A
is
song
one that you
like...
sent to me?
No, I'm just wondering if you. I'll just go.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Oh, I thought I was looking back in text messages.
No. I was looking. I've been texting myself links to TikTok here, audio this. Just to.
Okay, those are two kids. Singing. Is that any, or that's one kid singing to a little girl?
That's the beginning of it. Okay. And then it shifts into Go DeMarcus at some point. And everybody is just everyone's just doing stuff with this as the soundtrack and then they're lip syncing to it. I don't need to explain TikTok to our younger listeners or even our older listeners, but now is that the whole song or does it start going into
here.
Go DeMarcus?
This
in
is
a
15 second.
Go to market.
Okay, so that's not what you're looking for. These are just kids singing.
That is.
Oh, that's exactly it. Oh, they never overdub with a real song.
But then somebody comes in with. Now I'm going to play this. I don't know if this is even going to be the song. Okay, I'm trying to play. Sorry. Happy birthday to you. Here we go. Oh no, this is not going. No, wrong song. So the layers of TikTok are so. It's like TBTL in the sense that it's just. It's a matryoshka of inside jokes and references. So there is a version of that song where there's now music going under those kids saying Go DeMarcus, but you ever only see 19 seconds or 20 seconds. You never hear a whole song on TikTok. So basically, people will write just like they'll come up with some funny premise of like, my mom, when she realizes that I left the laundry in the laundry overnight. And it wouldn't be like the Go DeMarcus song, but it would be some other thing that's similar to that, where it's like a piece of audio tape that then has some weird music. There's this one that's like American Boy. I mentioned this to Christina the other day on the show. It's the song American Boy, but then it has something called But With Shibuya There, which is, I think, a district of Tokyo. And so it starts with that. You know that Kanye song, American Boy?
Yeah, yeah.
And then it goes into this other weird song.
That's an actual Estelle song, I think, by the way.
Right, Estelle featuring Kanye?
Yeah.
So it starts with American Boy, or a song that sounds a lot like American Boy, but then it shifts into this other weird song that then the video that always goes with that usually is somebody glowing up, as they would say. So somebody kind of like, getting fit or doing whatever. So that's the song of glowing up, and you hear that one always. But again, these are just 19 or 10 second clips or whatever. And in my head at all times are just these random snippets of songs now that are – most of them are based on some original thing, but now they're like a weird permutation. There's another one where this woman is singing Wait a Minute, Mr. Postman.
Oh, yeah?
So it starts with a real recording of Wait a Minute, Mr. Postman, and then the music pauses, and then it's just the woman singing, and she's really out of tune. And so
– that's cruel.
It's so great because then the way people use it on TikTok is – when someone's thinking that they're kind of like really cool, and then it's like the reveal is it's not going as well as they think. Mm-hmm. And that part always happens over the when the woman's just singing without the background music and she's kind of not doing so great. Anyway, it's funny that Dance Monkey song is a TikTok thing, because honestly, the majority of the sounds that are in my head currently are just snippets of audio from TikTok.
It is weird how – I mean, I can get earworms. I was just talking to Genevieve about this. I will get earworms that aren't even songs. I just get earworms of just like weird phrases. And Genevieve knew exactly what I was talking about. Usually it's like if it's a phrase that you were maybe unfamiliar with, or you puzzled it out or something, and then it gets stuck in your head. Oh, I can give you two examples from my dumb head. Buttigieg. It took me a long time to know how to say Pete Buttigieg's last name, right? And I'm still probably saying it somewhat wrong, but that's as close as a lot of people get it.
Yeah.
And so I remember this is months and months and months ago when he kind of first entered the race, and before we knew he was going to just totally sweep Iowa and New Hampshire, of course. Anyway, it took me a long time to get that name right in my head. And so now it doesn't happen anymore, but for a while there, once I got it down, it would just stick. It would just pop in my head like an earworm. I think Demi Adejuyigbe is like that too, because it took us so long to kind of remember his name.
Yes.
That my brain will get stuck on it. And then the other one, I know I've told you this off air. It's just a spoof that Scott Aukerman does on Comedy Bang Bang that I think is so funny. There's a website for Allstate that he advertises called Neighborhood of Good. But when he's reading the copy, it's neighborhoodofgood.com, but he pronounces it neighborhoodofgood.com. Just screw with them, which I just think it's just one of the funniest things. And so for some reason, I'll just be walking around the house sometimes just saying neighborhoodofgood.com. Like it just gets stuck in my head.
Yeah, totally. I'll have drops that will do that too. So
Yeah, definitely.
Anyway, how about this? As we go out, can I know that this me describing TikTok songs minus the visual. You were saying this the other day. It's like, you just have to be looking at it to understand why it's of any interest, because mm-hmm. to describe it in the abstract is just like completely pointless. But maybe we can go out with this TikTok American boy, but Shibuya is there too, audio TikTok songs.
I have it here. You have it there? Okay, yeah. And it's long enough to go out with?
Oh, it's I guess this song is like 3 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Although I will tell you what, I'm a little bit – let me maybe switch to something else. This only has 4,000 views, which is way, way not enough. Huh, that's interesting. It's I'm clicking around and I'm still on the same one. So let me just see. Let me quickly double check and make sure. Oh, I'm still playing Doogie Howser.
Oh, I was like, a mix.
And they're putting Doogie Howser in?
God,
it's so layered. It's crazy. Yeah, this is the
God,
song.
This is one of my this Estelle song is one of my favorite pop songs of all time. I love it so much.
Yeah, it is so good. Love to see Camaro Kev do this at karaoke at the Mandarin Gate occasionally with a Sean Kemp appearance. Hmm. So, all right, that should wrap it up for today's show because it's your birthday, Andrew, and you've got cakes to build in Minecraft. So, that sounded like I was trying to give you crap. I honestly mean I hope you have a really nice day and enjoy yourself because you deserve it, my friend.
Thank you.
You only turned 43 once.
Yeah, I think.
All right.
Yeah.
I hope. We'll see. All right. Listen, thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow. Oops, that was the wrong knob. I'm having a lot of problems.
These were going well at the end of the show.
I know. I feel like we ended the no point, the strongest we've ever ended it on Monday. And it's everything else, though. Every other show this week I've been ending just in the worst possible fashion. So let's keep that rolling here on Wednesday and say thanks for listening. We'll be back here tomorrow with more Imaginary Radio for you. Until then, safe travels, everybody, getting where you're going for Thanksgiving. And thanks for listening. Go Mariners. Go eat a tofurkey. Download Ryan Healy's cameo page. And please remember, no mountain too tall.
And good luck to all.
And happy birthday, Andrew.
I got it pretty like a girl. He got vice towards the girl. See both sides like a girl. See on both sides like a girl. Swimming like a pool water. Eating like I'm underwater. Had my tattoos in Shibuya. Police think I'm up to underworld. Love treating niggas like he's 12. Now you're looking up to me and talking down. Don't you see I am the big man? Our level, I am the I am. I'm from up with the drone cam and the pink like killer killer. Zone wanna stick, no way. I'm so close, I'm on a kill. Controller on your lower back, yeah, it's good. Dick with all the eyes back in the scrub. Rolling, ride, rolling when you ride, ride, ride. One, two, three, and then turn the light, dirty, back, five. 16, watch your distance. 27, five ideas playing on the wall. It's a call, not a click. Running it with a cup, then a cup, aggravate.
Power out.